Bella, are you nervous about recording a podcast?
A little.
Don't worry. It's a piece of cake.
A cheesecake!
Yum. Yum, yum, yum. See how yummy a podcast.
Oh dear. I think
we'll clap happy. We'll have to make that time. It's all about my time. In 3, the Special Chronicles podcast, Unified Book Series, is going to begin in 3, 2, 1.
This is Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
I shudder thinking how the world can be so cruel. I lend my voice to those who can't. It's time we try, it's time we care, it's time we stand. It starts with a voice.
Welcome to the Special Chronicles podcast. My name is Daniel Skrzyski. I'm the founder of Special Chronicles and a Southern Tribal Global Messenger alum with Special Olympics. Our website is specialchronicles.com, where you can see my archives of over 750 episodes absolutely for free. And I follow Special Chronicles on social media, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Again, specialchronicles.com. This week on the Special Chronicles podcast, Unified at Work Series, Season 5, Pout, just look in the show notes, is two guests that I've known for the past 2.5, 3 years, is Christine and Roberto Bella. We are here live in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois, the headquarters of Special Olympics, Illinois. Where's my applause? My applause on the fight. There we go. From all audience of one, from cameraman, from trip. Welcome to Special Chronicles, Christine and Bella.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
And I know this has been a long time coming, and when you texted, when I texted you and you texted back, you said, well, do we have time this weekend? And I said, well, it was at 9:53, 10 o'clock at night, all across the bedtime, getting a little flat, happy. But that's what happens when you combine the Olympics family or your United family. And yes, having some cheesecake. Now you can tell your friends, being on a podcast is so
delicious.
If they don't know what you mean, tell them to listen to episode, whatever episode. Just look in the show notes.
Oh boy.
So with that, if our listeners couldn't tell now, within the first 4 minutes of this episode, we have been friends for a while. Christine, you want to share with our listeners how you got introduced to our Special Olympics movement, partnership with United Airlines, a Bridge Pacific Research Group, and how we both got connected, and then go to Amoeba.
Sure, happy to. So, hi, I'm Christine Farash, and I just retired from United Airlines for 25 years. It was a great experience there, and happy to still be part of the United family. One of the great things that I got from working there was introduction to Special Olympics. And that happened a couple years ago, about 6 years ago now, when United formed their partnership with Special Olympics International. I was there at the leadership conference when they made the big announcement. All the athletes came walking in with their flags. It was very exciting and inspiring. But what really touched me at the time, Bella was about 10, and we were just getting her diagnosis of her disability, and I really didn't know what that meant or what that was going to mean for her growing up. It was a very emotional, difficult time. And during that event, there was a young woman who was speaking and talking about her experience with Special Olympics. She was a runner. She had brown curly hair. She really reminded me a lot of Bella. And I remember I sat there in tears because I was so inspired by her. And she gave me so much hope for what Bella's life could become. It wasn't this horrible diagnosis. It was just a different way of life. So as part of that, I started getting involved in volunteering for some Special Olympics events through United. It always makes sense. I feel like the paparazzi here. So I started volunteering with some events, got involved with Bridge, which is the business resource group at United Airlines for people with disabilities. And eventually ended up on the board of that. And that's where I met Daniel, who also served on the board. We became great friends instantly, and we've had a lot of fun together, working together, joking together, running into him at the airport. I just love it. But where Bella gets introduced to this is a few years back, we had the opportunity to go to the Special Olympics USA Games down in Orlando. Bella came along with me because I really wanted her to see what this was all about. And so that's where she met Daniel and many other athletes. And, you know, Bella, why don't you tell us what you experienced there and what your thoughts were?
Sure. So what I really thought about Special Olympics, it's an inspiring thing. And, like, there's so many sports to do, even powerlifting, too. But, like, there's so many incredible athletes.
But what did you think when you were there? I remember you saying something to me. You were like,
these are my people.
Yeah, I love when I told your mom to share that story with me. That was so empowering to hear your first time. Your first time at a Special Olympics event, which was at our USA Games in 2002 in Orlando, and you saw athletes compete, and that connection that you found with me, with Eric, with so many of the other athletes across the country. Was so empowering and so kind of jumping off of what your mom said. Share a little bit more of why you wanted to become a Special Olympics athlete. What was that special thing that drew you to this movement?
There's been some things like in the past with me with so many different sports. And, like, Special Olympics is, like, the best with so many different sports, especially with the past in my life.
I know you struggled. Bella loves sports. She's always loved sports. And she would get involved with the Park District at, like, soccer, right? Can you tell a little bit about that experience, what some of the challenges were for you?
Sure. So the challenges for me with soccer was I was so confused. It was, like, even, like, the first day. And I couldn't understand anything that the coaches were saying. So I had help with the sidelines just for somebody to, like, really help me understand what this was like.
So the rules of the game were a little challenging. A lot of people had more experience than you. But she still loved sports, right? She loved to run. And so through Special Olympics, right, and getting to know you, Daniel, she started following you on Instagram. And one day she comes to me and she says, "Mom, Daniel knows my cross-country coach at school." So what are you talking about? And sure enough, she had seen a photo of you and a Special Olympic athlete. And when I looked at the photo, I realized it was that same young woman that had spoke at United Airlines many years ago. Her name is Bree, and she's very involved in Special Olympics. I know many of you guys know her. She now works at Bella's High School and was helping coach one of the cross country and track, I think. And Bella has gotten to know her, and she has since gotten Bella involved in Special Olympics. Are we out of battery?
No. I'm just not recording on you. Keep going. You're doing great. One of these mics picked it up. I don't know, guys. We put it now on here.
It's pretty late at night, folks, so we're
just keep.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So anyways, through that, Bella was able to get involved with some of the Special Olympics sports in our neighborhood, and it's just been having a ton of fun. And through that, she's now gotten involved in the Athlete Leadership Program, and that's one of the things we're here for this weekend, is to do some of the athlete leadership training.
Awesome. And as, of course, like we had mentioned, a little bit of the challenges. And I always like to begin these stories, begin the podcast with that. But as we know, and as you get more involved, and like you saw at the USA Games, it's not about all challenges. Even though, like, even for a lot of us, it might be challenging to play sports, but I think what you found is there's a lot of joys and accomplishments on the field, and what you're learning leadership, there's a lot of joys and accomplishments that come from the piece in Special Olympics. So as we now we're gonna kind of switch gears here to and you know what
I know I jumped all over on you, Dan.
It's fine. It's fine. No, but that's what a conversation was. It's a piece of cake. Who's a cheesecake? It's so low on here. But speaking of, that's what makes you guys make perfect guests on a podcast. We can easily transition, which is about athlete leadership. And so we're going to come back to you, Christine. So we'll go to you, Bella, and about this. Well, I won't be showing up a few months ago. This past month, tomorrow, you are taking part in the athlete spokesperson training, which you completed the intro and leadership training. And so now with this athlete spokesperson, can you share with us why you wanted to get involved? And then I've got an important kind of follow-up question for you, Christine, but for you, Bella, why did you want to get involved in athlete leadership? Was it meeting with me and the other social ambassadors at United, meeting other athlete leaders? But what drew you into athlete leadership?
Well, Daniel, it's for meeting you and like all the other athlete leaderships, and also like to get out of my comfort zone and like really, really speak more to like a big or small group.
Awesome, yeah, and I think what you will discover, like what we were talking about on the other side of this wall at dinner, what was a dinner mini filling? We had water, folks. I'm not going to go into details. I'm the podcast. What?
Hell? Keep going.
Yeah, keep going. But what we talked about at dinner was you were asking me and Eric and Lone and Kaylee and Val, we were sitting around at the table at dinner, and you were asking us about athlete leadership and different opportunities. Just now, coming off of that dinner, that, and I think when a lot of us became athlete leaders, we, at least for me, well, I'll speak for myself, that I didn't know about athletes. I didn't know that there was these opportunities. So I didn't have a chance to sit at dinner and talk with these, can I say, Bedouin athletes?
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to sit around at the dinner table in a hotel restaurant to ask these Bedouin athletes. So from the other side, when you were talking about opportunities, athlete spokesperson, how can I do it? Share with us quickly, kind of off the top, what some of your thoughts on. Yeah.
From dinner tonight.
From dinner tonight.
from dinner tonight, just talking to like Daniel and all the other athlete leadership, it's for me to like really understand what to expect, what they've gone through, and just to hear their story about what it's like for them when they joined.
Awesome, awesome. And jumping off now back to you, this is something I think that we maybe it was on a phone call. I don't know. Or maybe it was at the Happy Hour with Jimmy. We were talking about one of the times we were talking about. And a little bit at lunch at Willis. We were talking about at the leadership and the inclusive employment program with our social assholes. For those of us, if we say SOSA, it means Special Olympics, so specific. We had talked about that, and you made a connection with how our Special Olympics Athlete Leadership Program, how do you see our Special Olympics Athlete Leadership Program as a stepping stone for inclusive employment?
Absolutely. Paparazzi here. Well, with Bella being a junior in college, we're just now thinking about, in high school. It's late. Being a junior in high school and thinking about what's next, right? Thinking about college, thinking about employment. One of the things that excites me about this program, the Athlete Leadership Program, is it's giving her a lot of skills that she'll be able to use for her lifetime, right? Getting comfortable, talking in front of groups, being able to organize her thoughts into a story, building her confidence, right? Giving her skills, building her resume, and doing all of that while helping and inspiring others. She's one of these kids that in school, she's telling everybody about it, trying to encourage people. She wants everybody to be a part of it. So, I think she's a natural fit for it. And she's had some great mentors through, many people that she's met through this program so far. And it's great for her to be able to ask questions about, well, what did you do? How have you gotten jobs? Where did you go to school? Things like that. It gives her a place to look up to others and to make a place for the future.
Awesome. Yeah, it's there's a lot of skills that we take from the playing field to athlete leadership that self-confidence that that self-confidence that you will develop and all those will then take you into jobs when you go and you get to be all age. Hey, I did not ID.
Keep moving on.
With that, it's a perfect transition now as we talk about inclusive employment. About our Special Olympics Service Ambassador Program. We'll touch briefly on this. Social story because I think it's something that's groundbreaking in vid or any element. But first, Christine, can you comment on and then we'll get your thoughts on this? you've seen it firsthand on the job. Comment, Christine, on the impact of our service ambassador program. This October, we'll be celebrating 5 years. Who is that applause when you need it? Hey, look at my sound effects. My body is applause. See, folks? Comment on the impact of the Service Ambassador Program and getting to know me and the other socials from your perspective, looking up to all of us. You had said, Bella, to like look up to us as
sure, happy to. So I think one of the things when I think about the SOSA program is joy and excitement. When I have met the athletes from across the different clubs, they've always been so excited about about the work that they do. And as I've traveled and I continue to travel through the airports and, you know, run into all of you, it brings a big smile to my face. I always know it's going to be a good day to travel when I see all of you. And it's exciting to provide meaningful employment with disabilities. You know, there's lots of opportunities out there, but I think one of the things that struck me, Daniel, when you were talking about being at a job skills class in high school, you said, I didn't know I could ever work for an airline, right? It just wasn't even in the realm of possibility. So when employers like United offer those opportunities, I think it just opens up the door to people like you, and I find that very inspiring and exciting, and it's a win-win.
Yeah, and kind of also I want to also comment on when I got the second time we had Oscar meeting with the film CEO of United Airlines a year ago, so of the colorful values of CM. Yeah, I'm doing this at 10 o'clock at night. Stay caring, vulnerable, efficient. She has the 5 years. Okay. But he said that us ambassadors, caring was what comes naturally to us. So I want to have you, and Bella, you can comment on this too, but I want to have you just comment on that, what Oscar said, caring comes natural to us. And then also something that, especially all of international, I had given them a quote for something, I forgot exactly what it was. But the quote was that us athletes show love to people who, us athletes show love to people who show us hate. I will repeat that again for the listeners. Us athletes show love to people who show us hate. And that particular quote that I came up with, I've been thinking about that a lot. And especially looking, you know, airport operations and the amount of, I'm not going to give any examples, but like the amount of unkindness and hatred that we see, not from others, from a few people, how us athletes, like, I think that also speaks to how when you, you know, a special athlete, any of us with special disabilities, that speaks to the impact that we have, that you're not just hiring us for charity, you're hiring us because it's the right business decision. I don't know if you want to comment on this.
You know, travel is stressful, right? It can be scary, right? Overwhelming if it's not something that you do very often. Being on the sports field can be stressful sometimes, right? Like, there's a lot of pressure there to perform. But I think what I have seen both in the airports and what I've seen on the field is just a sense of inclusiveness and welcoming and smiles and, you know, well, I think you could comment on this about being part of the panel, right? Like, you instantly feel like you're welcomed in.
So for me, about what she said is, so I feel welcome about it too, because I feel like Special Olympics, I feel like it's my second home. Like, yeah, my main home, but like Special Olympics, it's just like, it just makes it so much more comfortable hanging around. And yeah, like, this sports could be stressful a lot and like a lot of pressure, but it's fit too. It's huge.
Awesome. Moving on, we've just got just a few more bullets. I'm going to briefly mention our sponsors at the end of the episode, how you can donate to Special to this podcast, as well as buy our mulch. I'm not wearing our mulch today, but I will let you know how to buy our mulch. as 60% of the profits will go back to Special Quantum. But I'll let you know that briefly at the end. That, Bella, how, can you just comment on how you see us? Because you obviously look up. When you've got the meat, OG, the original. So it's the best of those. It's all flowing, Kyle G. Comment on how you see it as a mentor, and in particular, comment on how you bonded with me, or with both of your love of animals. Can you comment on how you...
Sure, Daniel. So about the OG, it's just talking to you guys, hearing your background, hearing your story, you know, like Special Olympics. It's just like inspiring to me how you guys work so hard with this, and you guys make it look so easy too. And then how I bonded with Z was like at the airport with a photo shoot for United. But somehow me and Z, we just started talking about animals and like hearing her work with animals. It's just like,
yeah.
And you know, as we've gotten to know Z a little more, they bonded over their crafts and their arts and other things. And you know, we all really welcome Bella into your group, right? It's not this little celebrity group. Everybody feels very well.
And speaking of that, I think that's what, well, not that. I'm gonna say I know that how you fell into and kind of joined all OG and Soul Ambassador family group. That's the same thing when you compete in Special Olympics. We got teams. We want to win. We want to lose. But in the end, it's what all Special Olympic athletes. Is let me win. Do you know it?
She's working at it.
Should we say it? Yeah. Her, okay. Let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be greater than you.
You'll get it.
It will come to you. But with that, you said something about the photo shoot. And that's another reason why you guys make podcast guests, because you're good at transitioning. From one topic to another about these on social story. I'll come to you. We'll come back. If listeners don't know what a social story is, stay tuned in just a quick moment. Like how we leave them on the edge of our seats. Edge of your seat. Okay. Bella, can you talk about this briefly? And again, we're going to try not to keep this that long because we all want to. Right. Talk about your experience at the photo shoot. It was
what? It was about a year ago.
A year ago. Wow.
When we did it.
Yeah, when we did it, we all met under the big dinosaur, and we walked from the big gate to the sea gate, and after we went on the mantle, this was. Looking at the camera, so I think sometime you could see it. It's not creepy. Hey, Mimi, if Mimi's listening, we say it out of love. But talk to us, Bella, about your experience in the photo shoot for this social story. What was it like to be featured? Because so myself and Lo and Tyra and me, we had what I would say is cameo. What was it like for you to be featured in this social story on United.com and the app? Can you comment on that all experience?
Sure. So for me, about like the whole photo shoot, it's not just, yes, it's a photo shoot, but it's also to help people with a disability or without a disability, if they're nervous about flying, it's to help them to like see them like go through like the photo shoot. It's to help them, so like hopefully like they don't get so nervous about flying for the first time, or like they have flying for the first time. It's just like to help them try and get more comfortable.
Awesome. And for those of you listening or watching, I'm gonna put a link to the social story in the show notes. So if you know somebody who has a disability or doesn't and might need help, to get up with respect to traveling and see Bella and see all the cameos. Cameos. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna make up another word. We'll put a link in the show notes. Or if you go to specialchronicles.com/united, specialchronicles.com/united, I put that link there.
Yeah.
So quick, easy link for all of you guys. We'll, now, our listeners are probably wondering, what's this social story? And this is social media story? What's a social story? When you described it, Christine, at one of our bridge meetings, I love that because I think that as we talk more about it, it could be helpful. So can you tell us just briefly what is a social story, and then comment on seeing your daughter Bella and talk about how this how we photographed and created this on United.com and the mobile app, which for those of you that have not downloaded it, I kind of am paid to say this. honestly, we've got a QR code. We tell people to download it. So I am paid to say this. It is one of the best airline apps. But can you comment on what is this like a story in the training color?
Sure. So one of our bridge colleagues had brought the idea to me around creating a social story, and I didn't know what it was. And when she explained it, it was it's really a series of photos.
Ooh. Oh. What's the week one? We might have went out of Italy.
All right.
Keep going. We're good. Are we good?
It's a series of photos and some simple explanations and some very simple behavior expectations around steps of whether you're going to a zoo or going to a stadium. In this case, it's on flying. So it's all the steps required for going through the airport, getting on the plane, finding your seat, and the whole travel journey. And we met with the team to help us out. They were asking for a child. A little hard to get the child out of school to do this, but Bella very happily volunteered to do that and got a little, I think she got a little credit for her drama class as well. Unofficially. But yeah, we spent the whole day at the airport shooting different photos throughout the airport, and it's a great tool not only for people that have disability and are nervous about flying, but anybody that's nervous about flying or haven't done it before. It just shows you all the steps that you need to take, what to expect around what you might hear, see, feel, you know.
Even with like a turbulence too, like if they're not expecting it, then it's also like a great way for them to like know, like, okay, even like there are like announcements on the airplane, there are like still some turbulence. So like even if they're nervous about it, the app really helped me, even before I was on the photo shoot. Just going through the app, it's just like, it's an inspiring.
Yeah.
Awesome. Before we move on to the final thoughts, Christine, can you kind of briefly comment on through United Bridge VRT? Given my, we hit all those. Yeah, we did hit all those. on what you've learned to be comfortable and how to be inclusive. Yeah, just briefly on how you've learned through meeting us socials and through Bridge, how you just kind of tied this last segment a nice ball. how to be comfortable with airline
funds,
but it's all good. How to be really comfortable and to be inclusive and accessible from this step. And I think that's a big thing that through Bridge that we are the champion. We don't have time to get into all those projects, but from the step.
Yeah, we're wrapping here soon.
We're wrapping here soon. Yes, we are. Yeah.
No, I think what I'll just say, Daniel, is that one of the things that I learned through meeting you, through meeting many people through the accessibility work, is that, you know, there's no limit to what people can do if you give them opportunities. The other thing is it opened up my worldview, if you will, to all types of disabilities. We are all created uniquely, and we're all special in our own way. And, you know, just because someone has a disability doesn't mean there's something wrong or less about them. They're just different, right? And you're different in your own way, and you bring something special and unique to this world. And I am proud to have you in my family and to have the Special Olympics family part of our family as well.
Awesome, awesome. And as we come to a close, I'm going to kind of throw that last question in. I'm not going to play the 30-second bumper just for the sake of time. But it has to do, ever since I attended the 2019 Special Olympics World Games and I was up 5 years ago, but asking about inclusion and what it means to you. But I'm going to kind of throw a little invited spin to this question. Steve-O is going to love it, right?
Okay.
I think Steve will love it. How does the message of disability inclusion and us social professionals fit into United Good Leaders?
So I think good leads the way is something all should do, right? I'm very proud of United for taking that stance and making that really a statement forward, because how can you go wrong?
Yeah, awesome. And it also fits into Special Olympics too. So to just put some social media plugs, we'll put a link in the show notes for specialchronicles.com. Whatever episode this is, just look down wherever you're listening or watching this, to United's social story. We'll put a link to united.com and the United mobile app. If you guys want to learn more about United inclusion for employment and travel, specialchronicles.com/united. Put a video accessibility video, you know, accessibility day video. I don't know what else to call it.
Yeah.
It makes sense. If you guys want to hear more conversations, specialchronicles.com. Click on listen, click on our Unify the Look series to hear more conversations about the meaning of inclusive employment. If you want to hear, we've got a playlist on specialchronicles.com/meet-the-socials. That's right. That link will be in the show notes. So just click on that link and you can hear us OG. If you go to specialchronicles.com/ORD, nice playlist of all four of us. specialchronicles.com/DEN is
Denver.
Denver also. And then specialchronicles.com/IAH is
Houston.
The Houston social team. Like how I did it? And so there we go. If you want to have those links. Before I get to the final thoughts, and as we wrap up, you guys have it's fun. Enjoy having you on. It's been
a piece of cake.
Wait, hold on. Wait, now that we're at 39-40 minutes, now that you have been on, what was the question we began with?
Were you nervous about it?
Yeah. Now that you have gone through, how was the experience of being on the? For any other special Olympic athlete that's listening, how was the experience?
It's actually not that bad as I thought it would have been. It's basically like a breath take, and as you keep on going through, it's like,
It's a piece of
cheesecake!
Oh boy.
Okay. So, any final thoughts as we wrap up, as we come to this 40 minutes, you know, a little longer, we're all going to be going up to this.
We have a long day of training tomorrow.
A long day of training. Yeah. Can you only ask why you're tired? Just blame it on the podcast. when she even listens to this, you know what? Okay. Any final thoughts on the overall, both of the whole overall experience feel on the Special Chronicles?
For me, because I've seen you, Daniel, do it with three, so I kind of had like an idea when you send out the text or like the email about it. So I kind of had an idea.
No, I just want to say thank you, Daniel. We appreciate your friendship, your mentorship, and your guidance, and really getting us involved. And it's been a joy getting to know you and your family. And it's great friends.
Awesome. Great to see you guys. Awesome. Yeah, it's great to be friends with both of you. And it's always great, I think, to a mentor, new athlete leader. And anytime that you guys have any questions, I'm sure Eric will probably say the same thing. You guys can reach out to us with any questions, and we'll be happy to help. And with that, I'll just briefly kind of go through these brief final plugs. If you guys want to support our Special Chronicles EON 2024 Giving Campaign, we've been trying to raise $15,000. We've only raised like $7,000, so we got like $7,000 left to raise. So we can upgrade our studio, keep the lights on.
This is your mobile studio.
My mobile studio. But that too. But it's more at home studio, but you guys get it. And to give a voice to those of us with disabilities, specialchronicles.com/give. Or just head to specialchronicles.com, click on give now. Yes. If you want to shop our merchandise store, 60% is 6 euros, 60% of the profits. We'll go back to Special Chronicles because we're going to be right on that stuff. Good. Our Disabled Voices Metal collection managed by our Chime Labels. We have t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, candles.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know.
We'll have to visit it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you guys want to know how to visit it?
Please.
specialchronicles.com/shop. Or just go to specialchronicles.com, click on shop. That is totally right. So we've even had international sales. So yeah, go there. If you go to specialchronicles.com, you will see the pictures of we've got a Special Chronicles t-shirt that my dad is a model in. Probably didn't think he was a model. Yes. I'm modeling one. Georgia is modeling it. Much more than a much better model than I am. Just say that. Okay. Keep following the Special Chronicles podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. If you guys are listening, I know we've got messages from a few of you that our feed has been not updating, but now up. I won't go into the geeky details, but new feed. But also same. So if you listen on Apple, Spotify, don't miss an episode. Every Monday, and the episode drops. Are you guys following?
We are.
Yeah. There you go. Eric is following. Follow. You can leave a review on if I'm on Apple Podcast. That will help. You can comment on Spotify. Comment on YouTube. All that fun stuff. SpecialChronicles.com. Subscribe to our newsletter, and we've got other podcasts and series reaching thousands of listeners. So thank you all for listening. Thank you guys for coming on. And until then, I'm going to play the outro, and then we will be going to bed. And until next week, have a great weekend and week. And until then, Disabled Voices Matter. And maybe we can say truth altogether. And until then, you guys have a great week and choose to include. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Special Chronicles Shows podcast. Visit specialchronicles.com to follow Special Chronicles on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube, and don't forget to hit the bell to be notified of new episodes. Also, subscribe to our newsletter mailing list to sign up for our updates and get exclusive content delivered to your inbox. Remember to do what you do with these podcasts. Subscribe or follow and rate and review Special Chronicles on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Finally, please share this episode and all of our podcasts with your friends and family. Help us grow our audience and reach 5,000 downloads of our audio podcasts and over 14,000 average monthly listeners. Have a great week, and we'll see you back here next week with exciting new guests. See you next week.
Special Chronicles, giving respect and a voice to people with special needs.
And if you guys are still, you want to turn the camera on me? Oh. If you guys are still watching, we just said we got a little slap talk. Slap.
A little slap happy, but it's authentic. This is the real us.
This is the real us. This is us. This is us. There you go. You guys, I'll catch you later. Bye. And